Of course, the Licensed Vintners Association of Ireland is lobbying the government to ensure that pubs in Ireland are permitted to open next week. Lobbying the government in order to ensure that businesses don't go out of business, and that the number of pubs that will be in Ireland next spring will be the same as this year. That's their job. They wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't lobbying the government on behalf of the businesses that are threatened with extinction. However, I wonder, are they doing it with an easy heart? Are they doing their job with responsibility? Are they ethical in their stance? For example, are they able to distinguish between small rural pubs where only a handful of people go, and without those handful of people, the business wouldn't exist at all? Are they able to distinguish those type of pubs from pubs in the centre of Dublin, which don't serve food, which don't have tables, and which rely for the success of their business upon large numbers of people crowding around the bar, bumping into each other, watching Sky TV, watching football and Gaelic football, and cheering and clapping each other? Is it possible for anybody to make a distinction between pubs that have a huge crowd of people and pubs that have a tiny number of people? Well, of course it is, but is it possible to distinguish between clubs that have a medium amount of people and clubs that have a fairly decent number of people? How do you determine the number of people allowed into a pub? How can you calculate the number of square meters per person within a pub? What can you do to ensure that the transmission of this virus doesn't increase? That somebody doesn't go into a pub, chat with their mates, bump up against a stranger, pick up a stranger's glass, and 5 days later, they start losing their sense of smell, their sense of taste. They feel, oh, so this is only just, I've only got a bit of a cold. By that time, they've gone to how many other pubs? How many other family gatherings? They've gone to work. Who can trace where they've been? Sure, I can hardly remember where I was yesterday. Very difficult. If the only place I go is into a meat factory to work and then go home and sleep and then come out and go back to the meat factory, then that's not that big a problem. We can socially isolate everybody in the meat factory and everybody where you live. But what happens if you're out and about, going to places? What happens if you even went to church? The Licensed Vintners Association are doing their best for their members, otherwise why would their members pay them any money? But are they doing the best? I hope they're asking themselves that question.